Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mid-America's most trusted source for news, KMOX.
At 5:03, we've got sun and 33 degrees downtown at the Arch. Today is Thursday, January 26th. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story, a St. Louis area hospital asks the feds to investigate how more than 3,000 vials of medical fentanyl went missing.
KMOX has learned the Drug Enforcement Administration opened an investigation into SSM St. Clair Hospital in Fenton, where more than 3,000 vials of liquid fentanyl used in medical procedures disappeared. That's about 2 gallons of it, and also missing 700 vials of the sedative midazolam. It happened between February and June in the interventional radiology unit. One nurse was fired. He died in October. His attorney, Terry Allen, tells KMOX the nurse insisted he was not the only one responsible.
I'm not saying he's wrong, but I don't know what all the evidence is, and it's really very, very difficult to speculate on a case that's at this stage, and then the guy is dead. It's terrible.
SSM St. Clair Hospital filed a report with the state in June saying that at the time there was an ongoing investigation into others within the IVR department. Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
The DEA declined to comment. KMOX is awaiting a response from SSM. Another political corruption sentencing in St. Louis federal court. This time it's a former aide to St. Louis County Councilwoman, a man caught on tape telling a businessman he could use his connections to get fake COVID relief applications approved. Tony Weaver had worked for years alongside Councilwoman Rochelle Walton Gray and boasted on tape that he could get her office to do what I tell them to do. Weaver is sentenced to 18 months in prison. Weaver's downfall generated speculation in legal circles that the feds could use the case as a building block to go after others, higher-ups in county government. This week's string of carjackings in South St. Louis is becoming a federal case.
Investigators are seeking to transfer a 16-year-old suspect apprehended after a crash at Del Mar on 20th Wednesday afternoon to federal custody for federal prosecution. They did not indicate why this one of three suspects is being singled out. A man and a 17-year-old suspect were also arrested in connection with five carjackings and the fatal shooting of a woman on Compton on Tuesday. Sean Michael Lyle, KMOX News.
Momentum is building for a regional crime summit in the spring. The East-West Gateway Council of Governments is organizing a day-long event for late March or early April. It would include leaders from police, schools, academia, and other areas. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman tells KMOX it's an opportunity to avoid a state government solution.
But if nothing gets any better, eventually, I want the legislature to deal with the issue, and they have every right to.
Ellman says he's on board with using Ram's settlement money to attack the crime problem in St. Louis City.
I think the state taxpayers in my county would love to see some of that money used so that they can feel safe when they go to the Cardinal baseball game or go to the art museum or the zoo.
Ellman says crime affects the whole region's reputation when it comes to national perception. A bill to supersede the authority of Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner and have the state prosecute violent crimes in the city had a hearing today. Representative Lane Roberts is from Joplin and says the economic impacts are affecting the entire state.
I've been called an outsider, messing with St. Louis. Well, not an outsider. I'm a Missourian, and it's Missourians who are dying. And it's just not acceptable.
Under the bill, the governor could appoint a special prosecutor when the homicide rate exceeds 35 per 100,000. The rate in St. Louis is typically double that. Per Amendment 3, close to 400,000 marijuana convictions have already been expunged, but there's a long way to go.
The final tally could be 100,000 cases, and advocates say getting there will be tricky. Some offenses were decades ago, and the electronic files are missing even basic information, like the word marijuana or the amount of it.
When they started the electronic system, it was a huge task in the first place, and so they haven't backfilled all the old records.
Ellen Suni co-directs the Clear My Record Clinic. All pot-related felonies are supposed to be wiped out by early December. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Voters will decide if St. Louis needs to modernize the document which guides how city government functions.
This is Stuart McMillan outside City Hall. Mayor Tashar Jones signed a bill to place an amendment on the April ballot with the idea of creating a citizen-run charter commission. In a release, the mayor said, quote, "City charter was adopted more than a century ago when people communicated by telegraph and traveled by steamboat," close quote. The charter was enacted in 1914. Among some of the old school language in there, something about a requirement to print city updates only in German and in English. If voters approve, a commission with citizens will be able to review and recommend amendments to the charter.
Who will reign over St. Louis Mardi Gras this year? Last year, the honorary monarch, or Rex, was former St. Louis Cardinals center fielder Harrison Bader. This year, the sports focus continues with City SC president and CEO Carolyn Kindle set to be named Regina of the celebration. The coronation is set for 7:20 tonight at City Park. St. Louis Mardi Gras has a season of events leading up to February 18th's Grand Parade. The KMOX Business Desk, KMOX News, told you this week about major insurance carriers refusing to issue new policies for Kia and Hyundai vehicles due to high rates of auto theft. Kathy Conley-Jones, founder of the St. Louis-based Conley Financial Group, tells KMOX the region needs to address the reason for the thefts.
Why are they stealing these cars? They're not stealing them just for, you know, joyriding. They get that catalytic converter, and that means that there's a black market somewhere. Someone will pay for that catalytic converter.
Conley Jones tells KMOX she's concerned that more insurance carriers will decide it's too risky to insure Hyundai and Kia models, leaving consumers with few options for coverage. Schnuck Markets, the metro area's top grocer, has a new executive, former BJC, Express Scripts, and Anheuser-Busch. Human resources professional Jada Reese is taking over as chief people officer. Perhaps her biggest challenge, recruitment and retention of employees. She'll also sit on Schnuck's 10-person long-term strategy team. Well, as we continue on KMOX, let's welcome into the studio the Attorney General of the State of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
We had a drag show at a school event in Columbia, Missouri that's gotten a lot of attention. And where do you think that these kinds of performances cross the line into inappropriateness? Is it the nature of the costume? Is it if it's revealing or sexually suggestive? Or where would you say it draws the line?
Well, it draws the line when schools take children to them. A drag show is inherently sexual. It's an outward expression of a desired inward sexuality. The goal of the performance is to emphasize sexual characteristics that appeal to the prurient interest. The intent of the people engaging in the show is to draw attention to sexuality. That children have no place in that. And if we're going to be teaching sex education in school, there are statutes on the books that guide how that process is supposed to go. And the parents get to know what the curriculum is, and they get to opt in or out. So what this shameful behavior by the Columbia Public Schools violates those two principles. It was about indoctrination, not education, and it deprived the parents of the ability to have a say in the process.
One of the first issues that we've heard about involves the First Amendment. And when people think about that and social media companies, they may say, well, these are private companies. This applies to government intervention in speech. So can you explain?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number one, we know unequivocally that big tech social media corporations were censoring speech. That's problematic in and of itself. No one would tolerate it if their cell phone provider hit mute anytime the person on the other end started saying something the cell phone company didn't like. So why would we tolerate that on social media? But this case is actually worse. Our case that we have against the federal government, Missouri v. Biden, has demonstrated that officials at the very top of the White House and across a spectrum of unelected federal bureaucrats were censoring disfavored speech on big tech social media. It was a relationship of coercion and collusion to remove disfavored speech from big tech social media. You know, traditionally in this country, the remedy for disfavored speech is counter speech, not government censorship. We've got to get back to a world where we elevate the rules of the game above the players and the outcomes.
Something else that's just been in the news this week is a lawsuit by the Department of Justice, but also several state attorneys general, kind of following up on a Texas AG lawsuit alleging that Google has a monopoly in the online ad business. How do you take a look at these kinds of these lawsuits that a lot of state attorneys general get on board with? How do you feel about this one?
Well, we've got some of the top attorneys in the nation working at the Missouri Attorney General's office. So we get together as a group. We look at the legal issues from across the nation and suits that other states are filing. We're often invited to join some of those suits. And when it comes to antitrust, those are highly technical cases. They're very complex. And so we analyze all of that, and then we get together and make a decision and move forward.
Spam calls are something that Missourians can relate to. And, you know, a lot of folks have their name and number on the no-call list, but they still get calls. What can the state do about that, especially as it seems like these are becoming more prevalent?
Certainly. Yeah, consumer protection is a top priority of my office. And so I encourage people to sign up on the new no-call list on our website. They can also sign up on the federal no-call list. And if you sign up on the federal list, we will still you'll get rolled into the state no-call list. And then if you have complaints, make sure you call our office and register those complaints so we know where the bad actors are. But I'll tell you, those statutes haven't been updated in several years. And so the technology has evolved beyond where state law is on that issue. And so a lot of times what we're seeing callers where they hide the number, the originating number, or we see calls originating from outside the United States of America. It's oftentimes difficult to use the legal apparatus of the state to go after those callers. So it's probably time that as a state we relook those statutes and update them in order to kind of meet the adapting needs of our changing society.
Is that the biggest challenge now, that it's so easy to be overseas and spoof a number? And how do you even track some of these to find out who to go after then?
Yeah, that's the challenge. And so we coordinate with other states. So we're involved in a major suit right now with Texas, actually, where states have come together. And there's always strength in numbers. When you're trying to protect consumers or achieve an objective like that, there's strength in numbers. So we partnered with other states and are pursuing that to go after one of these major international corporations that's violating our no-call list. And we believe we'll be successful.
I think people, when they think of state attorneys general, they think of consumer protection as one of the first things. And so in this new era of, you mentioned all the new technological tools that scammers have, what are the biggest challenges for consumers, or what are the biggest priorities in that respect for your office?
Well, we want to go through every case that's pending and make sure that we're pursuing it for the right reasons, and that we're in a good procedural posture to deliver wins for the people of the state of Missouri, deliver justice for the people of the state of Missouri. And consumer protection is a major mission assigned to the Missouri Attorney General's office by the General Assembly in statute. So it's something we take very seriously. We're always looking at process improvement. We want to grow that division within the Attorney General's office so we can provide better customer service to the people of the state of Missouri.
Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri, thanks for coming in studio with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Now, three things to know. Number three.
I'm Sean Michael Lyle. State Representative Lane Roberts of Joplin is pushing legislation for a special state prosecutor to take over violent crime cases in St. Louis.
For me, this issue is about the number of people who are dying in St. Louis.
The prosecutor, appointed by the governor, would supersede the circuit attorney's authority when the homicide rate exceeds 35 per 100,000.
Number two.
This is Megan Lynch. A St. Louis insurance broker expects more insurance carriers to dump coverage of often stolen Kia and Hyundai cars. Kathy Conley-Jones tells KMOX owners of those vehicles may have to go to the secondary insurance market because the big names in insurance won't want to incur any more losses.
Number one.
I'm Kevin Killeen. KMOX has learned of missing narcotics, medical drugs from a local hospital, SSM Health St. Clair in Fenton, reporting to the state it was missing more than 3,000 vials of liquid fentanyl, it's about 2 gallons worth, and more than 700 vials of a sedative. The DEA was investigating. A nurse was fired, but later died insisting that he was not the culprit for all of the missing drugs.
Continues on Total Information PM. Do you remember where you were 24 years ago on this day?
Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness Pope John Paul II.
If you are Catholic, you were probably either watching or attending parts of Pope John Paul II's 31-hour stop in St. Louis.
It is a great joy for me to return to the United States and to experience once more
The Pope took part in a youth rally at the then Kiel Center, celebrated a mass at what was then the TWA Dome with more than 100,000 people, attended an ecumenical service at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis, and persuaded then-Governor Carnahan to spare the death sentence for convicted killer Daryl Meese.
God bless St. Louis. God bless America.
Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Many economists think we're headed into a recession, so what does that mean for you?
The widespread view among economists is that it's very likely we'll be in a recession sometime this year, although there are reasons to think that if a recession does come, it'll be comparatively mild. Still, a recession would mean job losses, though right now employers in many industries are continuing to add jobs. There are signs, though, that consumers are starting to get nervous about spending. Retail sales have dropped for 2 months in a row. Credit card debt is rising, evidence that Americans are having to borrow more to maintain their spending levels. The good news? Those skyrocketing prices for new and used cars are beginning to come down, and price hikes for furniture and clothing, among some other items, are slowing. I'm Rita Foley.
A branch of the U.S. Homeland Security Department says cash-strapped schools need to be smart about how they spend money on cybersecurity.
A recent cyber attack canceled classes at one of Iowa's largest school districts. This week, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is suggesting how schools should prioritize security going forward. That includes deploying multi-factor authentication on computer systems, getting network backups in place, and training staff. The agency says schools can leverage federal grant programs, and they should push technology providers to put better security controls in place for no additional charge. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
As you heard at the top of the hour, a story that we broke this afternoon in our hourly newscasts on KMOX, we've learned that a local hospital was hit with a problem of missing narcotics, sparking an investigation that involved the feds. And joining us live in studio right now is KMOX's Kevin Killeen. So where did this happen, Kevin? How many vials of narcotics are we talking about, and specifically what drugs?
Well, it's fentanyl, and when you hear about fentanyl, you think about street drugs, but a little-known thing, fentanyl is a legitimate medical drug of sedation they use for some procedures. If they want to have a conscious sedation where you're having like a surgery where they don't want you totally out, or for pain relief, they can use it. So they had a large amount of it go missing in a Fenton hospital, SSM St. Clair Hospital in Fenton. Documents obtained by KMOX show that more than 3,000 vials of fentanyl, that's like 2 gallons worth almost, and then more than 700 vials of another drug, a narcotic, a sedative, also went missing. They investigated this internally. They fired a nurse. The nurse died in October after having been fired in June, and it just sort of left the thing hanging up in the air. Did they get everybody? The nurse, according to his attorney, didn't take the full amount. He insisted that he was being used as a fall guy for the hospital to cover up its lax protocols. And from the way I understand it, fentanyl in a hospital originates in the pharmacy. And then, you know, the bank drive-thru where they have the tubes where they send you your money? They have a tube, air tube system where they send it down to tube stations, the vials of fentanyl in various floors of the hospital. And there's supposed to be a set of chain of custody and people signing for it. But somehow there was a lapse, and these many vials, thousands of vials of fentanyl and the other drug went missing. So the attorney for the man who died said that he admitted when he gave a statement to the DEA, yes, I have an addiction. I was using it just for myself. I never sold it. But he said there was a larger problem at the hospital that they were using me to cover up.
Well, that's the very latest on this KMOX investigation. And you can go to KMOX.com for more.
And just quickly, in the last half hour, we got a statement from SSM saying that all investigations related to this matter have been closed. So it's not ongoing, but they say they take it very seriously, and they report to all regulatory licensing agencies and law enforcement when something like this happens.
KMOX's Kevin Killeen, thank you so much for this story.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.